When Caitlin Stewart announced she was going to hike the Appalachian Trail a few years ago, all 2,200 miles of it, people had some questions.
Probably 4 to 10 people said, are you going to bring a machete?
That would be a no. She wasn't going to take a gun either. But the real shocker was that Stewart, who's now 33, was not bringing her fiancé.
It was like, as soon as I said no, the whole idea became ridiculous, whereas before that it sounded adventurous.
That's even though she had camped and hiked a lot, both as a wildland firefighter and an archaeologist. Instead of buying into people's fear, Stewart bought a plane ticket to Georgia. When she arrived at the trail, she had her childhood teddy bear strapped to her back and little idea of what was ahead.
And I started walking, and I walked for 5 months, 5.5 months.
For many women who hike alone, just getting to a trailhead means bursting through a layer of resistance that just isn't there for men. Megan Assad feels the resistance was programmed into her. Trekking past weathered saguaros at Usury Mountain Regional Park, she remembers what she said a few years back when a friend suggested she hike alone.
Well, we're not allowed. It's not safe.
Assad, who's now 45, thinks that answer was all about the fear she'd been fed as a girl, and then as a college student who was told never to walk across campus alone at night. But something in her woke up in that moment. Her friend said, just go.
Basically, she gave me permission.
Assad has never looked back. She now hikes about once a week, more when she can, and very often on her own.
I think that it's let me get more in touch with the strength that I had all along that I didn't know that I had.
50-year-old Abby Joseph has also found that strength in recent years.
Good girl.
She's on a trail at Arizona Snow Bowl with Maggie, her Tibetan Terrier puppy, named after her late mom. Even though she was raised by an adventurous woman, Joseph used to think of herself as crazy for wanting to explore the backcountry alone.
Saw the movie Wild and decided, you know, maybe I'm not so crazy. Maybe other people do this.
After watching Reese Witherspoon conquer the Pacific Crest Trail, Joseph decided to conquer one night alone in a tent in Southern California. Instead of being afraid of the outdoors, she found herself tuning into it, especially when a few deer parked themselves near her campsite.
And I just sat on this log and watched the deer for a couple of hours. It was amazing.
And it was something she would not have experienced if her girlfriends were there to chat. In the 4 years since, she's done so many solo hikes, including 19 days on California's John Muir Trail. Joseph says her family now trusts that she can take care of herself out there.
But they hope that I got it out of my system as well. So it's kind of like, now that you've done that, you can move on. But it's kind of the opposite effect. You just want to go do it more.
That's probably why Caitlin Stewart, from the beginning of the story, now hopes to tackle the Continental Divide Trail, more than 3,000 often unmarked miles connecting Mexico to Canada. She finished the Appalachian Trail, by the way, and for all the fear people expressed beforehand, found trail life safer than real life.
Most people wouldn't just talk to a stranger and invite them home. But nobody on the trail really had qualms about doing that. And I got a lot of free showers from very nice people.
She also hitchhiked into town all the time and ate food that had been sitting out for hours and once walked 18 straight days in rain. But
it was the best decision I ever made. Absolutely.
It let her know what she was capable of and that there is a whole rugged world out there beyond an office.
I would recommend anybody do it or anything like it.
Whatever the Appalachian Trail is to you. Stina Sieg, KJZZ News, Phoenix.